Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News for today, Monday, June 22nd. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our news headlines this afternoon, adjustments in fuel prices effective today. European Union blacklists 14 Caribbean countries as among world's worst tax havens. And a Greece debt crisis. EU leaders hold a critical summit. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. The details after this.
Connect, explore, and engage with the latest in digital products from the world's best brands, only at Quartz. Save $300 and get this Sony 46-inch 1080p HD LCD TV for only $36.99. Or save $200 when you get the Panasonic Mini Audio System for only $9.99. Connect, explore, and engage now, only at Quartz, bringing value home.
Two United Nations UN agencies have invited UWP Senator Monel Williams to participate in a high-level conference on gender equality and the empowerment of women. The two-day conference is being held in Antigua under the auspices of the United Nations Population Fund and the United Nations Entity for Gender Equality and the Empowerment of Women, UN Women. The conference, called High-Level Consultation Step It Up, Political Leadership for Substantive Gender Equality and the Sustainable Development Goals in the Caribbean Small Islands Developing States, is a gathering of top political leaders and advocates of gender equality and the empowerment of women. These top officials will be discussing a range of issues and solutions, which will form the basis of a report of ECLARC, the Economic Forum for Latin America and the Caribbean, as well as the upcoming United Nations post-2015 processes. Senator Williams left the state on Sunday, June 21st, and returns midweek. Fuel prices on island will see slight adjustments effective today, June 22nd. The Ministry of Trade has informed of both increases and decreases to the price of petroleum products. The price of gasoline has been increased by 94 cents to $13.05 per gallon. Diesel will also be brought up by 87 cents to $11.26 per gallon. Kerosene goes up to $9.73 per gallon, while the prices for liquefied petroleum products have also been adjusted. A 20-pound cylinder has decreased by $1.27 to $23.96. The 27.5-pound cylinder is now $32.57, showing a decrease of $1.75. The 30-pound cylinder now fetches the price of $35.43, a decrease of $1.91. The 100-pound cylinder sees a $6.37 drop and will now be $114.78. It was previously $121.15. In more news this afternoon, the Dominica Cancer Society is announcing that It's Because We Care art auction is set to close on Saturday, June 27, at an event carded to take place at the Champs Hotel in Picard. Vice President of the Dominica Cancer Society, Tina Alexander, says all the funds raised will go to the Dominica Cancer Society, who receives applications for financial assistance for treatment every week. Alexander says in the last year, over 40 patients, men, women, and children, were helped to access chemo, radiation, and palliative care. She says the auction, which can be accessed via www.becausewecaredominica.com, allows buyers to view the art pieces donated by Dominican artists Earl Etienne, Roger Burnett, Tiffany Burnett Biscombe, Aaron Hamilton, Richard Ling, Ellingworth Moses, Shadrach Burton, Garan Burton, Petros Mieza, Marie Frederick, and Lisette Stevens.
Well, the art auction involves paintings that have been donated by Dominican artists and photographs that we want to raise as much money as possible for the Cancer Society. And we had it designed so that people could bid on eBay. But when we opened it the first time, unfortunately the actual auction couldn't take place on the day that it was scheduled. So we had to close it and reopen it. eBay only takes bids for 10 days. So it's now reopened and it will close on the 27th, that's Saturday, at an event at the Champs Hotel in Picard, where we're having a wine and cheese event for buyers. So bids will happen all week. People can access the website, which is called becausewecaredominica.com, and they will be directed to eBay, and then they can make bids on that through that medium. And then on Saturday, we will see what level they're at, and all the people on Saturday will do the final bid, and we're hoping to raise a lot of money.
eBay bidding on the donated art pieces is already open and will stay open until 8 p.m. on June 27. Further information can be obtained from Lifeline Dominica at hotmail.com. Honorable Dr. Kenny D. Anthony, St. Lucia's Prime Minister, on Friday traveled to the Commonwealth of Dominica to pay his last respects as he attended the state funeral of His Excellency Dr. Nicholas J. O. Liverpool. Dr. Liverpool served as President of the Commonwealth of Dominica from October 2nd, 2003 to September 17, 2012, after a long career as a judge, law lecturer, and diplomat. He was part of the Faculty of Law at the Cavill campus of the University of the West Indies from 1974 to 1992. Dr. Liverpool served as a member of the Council of Legal Education, Deputy Dean, Head of the Teaching Department, and Dean of the Faculty of Law. Dr. Anthony said Dr. Liverpool played a key role in shaping his life as he gave him his first opportunity to lecture law at Cavehill and also influenced his entry into the Faculty of Law as a student. The funeral service for the late His Excellency Dr. Nicholas Joseph Orville Liverpool took place at the Grand Bay Roman Catholic Church from 3 p.m. on June 19, 2015. And Kyle Benjamin of Wallhouse and Baines Winston of Shawford Estate emerged victorious over their nine other competitors at the DSC New Campus Grounds on Friday evening, June 19th. "I felt great and content that we won," Benjamin said, while Winston said he felt very, very great. The two 17-year-old students performed a duet in the second annual Dominica State College DSC Got Talent show and won $1,000 cash prize. Winston had this to say.
"Well, when I won the competition, I was very happy that I won it, because I put a lot of practice and effort and a lot of time into this competition. And I got a lot of support from my friends, family, co-workers at Wikibooly Communications, and from my team, Kennedy. So I just want to say thank you to all of them for supporting me for this."
In second position, Peter Codrington took home EC $500. Melanie Charles placed third and won $250. And Elisha Roll came in fourth and received a $100 prize. Other participants included Linda Martin, Evans Dalson, Kes Alexander, Julian Charles, the Katapa family, and Shadika Moses. Joel Challenger, one of the coordinators of the event, explains that the aim is to pull out the various talents, dancing, singing, rapping, etc., within the college and provide a medium for exposing their abilities. "The competition went pretty good," he said. Ms. Benjamin also said that she wants to be a psychiatrist and will save her $500 prize towards her studies. "Every dollar counts right now," according to her. Winston stated that he's trying to figure out how he will spend his $500. Challenger said he was pleased with the support of the number of patrons, which included students and staff of the DSC and members of the public. In other news this afternoon, 14 Caribbean countries are among 50 territories blacklisted by the European Union as the world's worst tax havens. The list published by the EU on Wednesday includes Anguilla, Antigua and Barbuda, Bahamas, Barbados, Belize, Bermuda, British Virgin Islands, Cayman Islands, Grenada, Montserrat, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, St. Kitts and Nevis, and the Turks and Caicos Islands, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Each of those countries and the other 16 on the blacklist had been suggested by at least 10 EU member states as a problematic because they were not doing enough to crack down on tax avoidance. Jurisdictions commonly labeled as offshore tax avoidance hubs, including Luxembourg, Jersey, and Switzerland, were not on the list. And Greece faces a critical 24 hours as European leaders hold an emergency summit that could break the deadlock around the country's debt crisis. Greek Prime Minister Alexis said he hoped Greece would return to growth within the Eurozone, but European ministers have said there is still no basis for making a decision for aid for Greece on Monday. On Sunday, Mr. Tsipras has set out new proposals to try to prevent a default of $1.6 billion IMF loan. but he has ruled out pension cuts, higher power rates, and an excessive budget surplus. The head of the group of Eurozone finance ministers, Jeroen of the Netherlands, said it would be impossible to have a final assessment as the Greek proposals were very recent, but they would hopefully form the basis for final talks. And that's this afternoon's midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Adjustments in fuel prices effective today. European Union blacklists 14 Caribbean countries as among world's worst tax havens. And Greece debt crisis, EU leaders hold a critical summit. Once again, the news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.